Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Any Other Name by Craig Johnson, narrated by George Guidel and directed by Abigail McHugh. The author begins this novel with the following quote from Act 2, Scene 2 of Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. "Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet." And now, Any Other Name.
Chapter 1. Joseph Conrad said that if you wanted to know the age of the earth, look upon the sea in a storm. If you want to know the age of the Powder River country, just be on the wrong side of a coal train. A guy who worked for the Burlington Northern Santa Fe once told me that the trains in northern Wyoming are about 140 cars and a mile and a half long. But it sure seems longer than that when you're waiting on one. Lucian Connolly, my old boss, and the retired sheriff of Absaroka County, reached into his pocket and pulled out his beaded tobacco pouch the Cheyenne elders had given him, along with the name Nido Nestigo, he who sheds his leg. "Damn, this is a long one." He also pulled his briarwood pipe from the inside pocket of his light jacket, much too light for the weather, and fingered a small packet of wooden matches along with it. "We used to get calls from the railroad detectives. What a useless bunch, wanting us to come down and identify the hobos that climbed in the hoppers back in Chicago and Milwaukee, and with the slick sides and the rail car walls, they couldn't get out." He stuffed a small amount of the tobacco into the bowl of his pipe. "They'd pull those cars into the mines and dump tons of coal on them. Imagine their surprise. Homeless." He turned to look at me.